we had some unforced turnovers that we talked about for a week that we just can't have against a good team like that. And they got some offensive rebounds that, you know, that's kind of the thing that we work on the most is rebounding. And, you know, KJ played good. She sized us up. She went to the rim, and we just didn't step over and play defensive.
Then in the first half, I think you guys actually limited her to no field goals. All her points came from the free throw line. Was that a point of emphasis coming tonight, was to limit her shots?
Well, yeah, we know she's a good player, and she's gonna get some points. I mean, that's just nothing about that that you can fix. But I thought we did a good job on her first half, and the shooters hurt us up Pearl Mountain, and tonight we had a game plan. We got to guard the shooters a little better, and then I think they just they spread us out, got us in open court a lot of times, and just took it to the rim.
For you offensively, I think Cheyenne ended up being your leading scorer. And Cheyenne played well from the opening tip for you guys. Can you talk about her game tonight?
Oh, Cheyenne played great. That's what we need out of her every night. She's point guard. She's got the ball in her hands a lot. And she was the coach on the floor tonight, did a lot of good things for us, and proud of her for that. She's had a good week of practice.
You guys have a quick turnaround. You guys have a good Unifoy team coming to Rome Mountain tomorrow. How do you get your girls switched over to Unifoy in less than basically 24 hours?
Well, that's the last thing I just said. We got to forget about this one. This would hurt. We got to forget about it. We got to move on. We got a good Unifoy team coming to home. So we got to straighten some things out, get focused on them.